Finding enough quiet focus time to record audio is a challenge. I often have to re-record segments in order to correct brain hiccups or to restart after interruptions. It's also hard for me to sit still and listen to my recordings looking for mistakes to edit out. I'm not familiar enough with Audacity to zip around with keyboard shortcuts, and I don't like listening to myself again and again in order to find my way around an audio file. Sure, I could take the transcript, align it with SubEd Align and Aeneas to get the timestamps, and then use SubEd Convert to get a CSV that I can import into Audacity as labels, but it still feels a little awkward to navigate. I have to zoom in a lot for the text to be readable. So here's a workflow I've been experimenting with for cleaning up my recorded audio. Just like with my audio brain dumps, I use Google Recorder on my phone because I can get the audio file and a rough transcript, and because the microphone on it is better than on my laptop. For narration recordings, I hide in the closet because the clothes muffle echoes. I don't feel as self-conscious there as I might be if I recorded in the kitchen, where my computer usually is. I used to record in Emacs using SubEd Record by pressing left to redo a segment and right to move on to the next one, but using my phone means I don't have to deal with the computer's noises or get the good mic from downstairs. I start the recorder on my phone and then switch to my org file in Orgsly Revived, where I've added my script. I read it as far as I can go. If I want to redo a segment, I say oops and then just redo the last phrase or so. I export the transcript and the M4A audio file using SyncThing, which copies them to my computer. I have a function that copies the latest recording and even sets things up for removing oops segments. If I want to process several files, I can copy them over with my SubEd copy recording. I'll use Aeneas to get the timestamps for each line of text, so a little bit of text processing will let me identify the segments that I want to remove. The way MySplit Oops works is that it looks for oops in the transcript. Whenever it finds oops, it adds a new line afterwards. Then it takes the next 5 words and sees if it can search backward for them within 300 characters. If it finds the words, then that's the start of my repeated segment, and we can add a new line before that. If it doesn't find the words, we try again with 4 words, then 3, then 2, then 1. I can also manually review the file and see if the oopses are well lined up. When they're detected properly, I should see partially duplicated lines. Once the lines are split up, I use SubEd Align and get a VTT file. The oops segments will be in their own subtitles. The timestamps still need a bit of tweaking sometimes, so I use SubEd Waveform Show Current or SubEd Waveform Show Alt. I can use the following bindings. Middle click to play a sample, meta left click to set the start and copy to the previous subtitle, left click to set the start without changing the previous one, meta right click to set the end and copy to the next subtitle, right click to set the end without changing the next one, meta J to jump to the current subtitle and play it again in MPV, and meta capital J to jump to close to the end of the current subtitle and play it in MPV. I use my subed delete oops to delete the oops segments. I can also just mark them for skipping by calling control U meta X my subed delete oops instead. Then I add an output file name cleaned opus comment under a note near the beginning of the file. This tells subed record compile audio where to put the output. I can test short segments by marking the region with control space and using SubEd Record Compile Try Flow. This lets me check if the transitions between segments make sense. When I'm happy with everything, I can use SubEd Record Compile Audio to extract the segments specified by the start and end times of each subtitle and concatenate them one after the other in the audio file specified by the output. The result should be a clean audio file. If I need to compile an audio file from several takes, I process each take separately. Once I've adjusted the timestamps and deleted or skipped the oops segments, I add audio input file name opus to a note at the beginning of the file. SubEd Record Insert Audio Source Note makes this easier. Then I copy the file subtitles into my main file. SubEd Record Compile Audio will take the audio from whichever file was specified by the audio comment, so I can use audio from different files. Now I have a clean audio file that corresponds to my script. I can use SubEd Align on my script to get the timestamps for each line using the cleaned audio. Once I have a subtitle file, I can use Emacs Conf SubEd Split, which I probably should add to SubEd mode sometime, to quickly split the captions up to fit the line lengths. Then I redo the timestamps with SubEd Align and adjust timestamps with SubEd Waveform Show Current. So that's how I go from rough recordings with stutters and oopses to a clean audio file with caption space in my script. People can probably edit faster with Audacity Wizardry or the AI audio editors that are in vogue these days, but this little workflow gets around my impatience with audio by turning it into mostly text, so that's cool. Let's see if I can make more presentations now that I've got the audio side figured out.